Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to begin by congratulating you on assuming the chairmanship of this group of governmental experts and assure you of our full support and cooperation. We thank you for your food for thought paper and for the extensive consultations that you undertook in preparation for this meeting. Pakistan participated actively in the three informal meetings of experts on laws held between 2014 to 2016 and also contributed a paper at the 2015 meeting summarizing our general views on this subject. Laws are rightly being described as the next revolution in military affairs. These weapons would fundamentally change the nature of war. The absence of human intervention will make wars more inhumane. Regardless of the level of sophistication and programming, machines cannot replace humans in making the vital decision of taking another human's life. Laws cannot be programmed to comply with the rules of international humanitarian law. These rules can be complex and entail subjective decision-making requiring human judgment. We believe that developments in future military technologies should follow the established law and not vice versa. Laws, in our view, will lower the threshold of going to war. Consequently, the resort to use of force may become a more frequent phenomenon. Laws could also be used in anonymous and clandestine operations as well as for targeted killing, including in the territory of other states. Laws would therefore undermine international peace and security. Their introduction would affect progress on disarmament and non-proliferation. Faced with the prospect of being overwhelmed by laws, states possessing WMD capabilities would be reluctant to give them up, while others would feel encouraged to acquire them. The states that are currently developing and using laws cannot afford to be complacent that such capabilities will not proliferate over time. Monopolies over such technologies do not last forever. Since the developing countries are not going to carry the burden of non-proliferation, an unchecked robotic arms race could ensue. Besides, laws could also proliferate to non-state actors with unimaginable consequences. Mr. Chairman, like any other complex machine, laws can never be fully predictable or reliable and could fail for a wide variety of reasons. There will always be a level of uncertainty about the way an autonomous weapon system will interact with the external environment. Pakistan views the introduction of laws as illegal, unethical, inhumane, and unaccountable, as well as destabilizing for international peace and security with grave consequences. Therefore, their further development and use must ideally be preemptively banned through a dedicated protocol of the CCW. Pending the negotiations and conclusion of a legally binding protocol, the states currently developing such weapons should place a moratorium on their production. Mr. Chairman, although the concept of meaningful human control has gained some currency and traction in the context of laws, we are of the view that the concept of meaningful human control only provides an approach to discussing the weaponization of increasingly autonomous technologies, and it does not provide a solution to the technical, legal, moral, and regulatory questions that they pose. We are pleased that the discussion on laws has graduated from the informal expert meetings to formal consideration under a dedicated GGE. The 5th CCW review conference provided an unambiguous mandate to the GGE, that is, to explore and agree on possible recommendations on options related to emerging technologies in the area of laws. In addition, the GGE was also mandated to consider a list of questions in its work. In the GGE, we should try to avoid the expert-level discussions that were undertaken exhaustively during the three informal meetings of experts. It would be important to avoid getting embroiled in technical details and try to focus on the agreed mandate. Pakistan is studying the working papers submitted by various states parties for this meeting. These working papers provide some concrete suggestions that merit a careful consideration. We are of the view that a political declaration or a non-legally binding code of conduct comprising voluntary measures can only be an interim step towards a legally binding instrument. The process on laws in the CCW context must not end up legitimizing these weapons without prescribing any legally binding prohibitions or regulations. The weapons review required under Article 6 of Additional Protocol 1 to the Geneva Conventions is not sufficient to deal with the development of laws. These national reviews, regardless of their transparency, cannot substitute the need to evolve international prohibitions and regulations on laws. The issue of laws does not only have legal, ethical and technical dimensions, but also carries serious implications for regional and global peace and security, including effects on the thresholds for armed conflicts. These serious security dimensions need to be adequately addressed in the GGE, and we were pleased to note a prominent place for this aspect in the chairperson's food for thought paper. Lastly, Mr. Chairman, let me assure you that we would engage with the GGE actively and constructively in the hope of arriving at robust consensus recommendations on concrete options for dealing with laws. I thank you very much.